BFBS. Forces World.
Colonel Phil Kelly is the Strike Warfare Commander for the UK Carrier Strike Group and is based at Her Majesty's Naval Base in Portsmouth. Colonel Kelly has been with the Royal Marines for 24 years and will now be working with the new Queen Elizabeth Carrier.
My role really is to work for the Commodore, the Commander of the UK Carrier Strike Group, to look after everything that flies or walks off the flight deck of the Queen Elizabeth. So I look after all of the jets and I look after all of the helicopters and all of the embarked Marines.
2017 has already been such a busy year for you with the arrival of the Queen Elizabeth Carrier. But tell us, why is she so special?
For the first time, we have something, I think, that, you know, comes near an equivalence to the US supercarriers. You know, we have a flight deck that is an equivalent area, and we have the capacity to take a similar number of airplanes and operate them at a high tempo. So I think we're back in the big leagues, and it's part of a global Britain, I think, where we could project power at a time of our choosing.
What will life on board be like? Because you're going to have so many fantastic facilities there.
Really, walking around the ship, she's very well designed. We're very pleased with the way that she's been put together and in the way that she will function. The accommodation looks good to me, and the facilities for, you know, all of the dining and everything else looks really good.
What is she going to be used for?
Well, she'll be forward deployed, naval presence around the world, and I think positioned in areas where she can react to crisis or to other world events, where we can have a British response close at hand when required.
You're into the training phase with the Queen Elizabeth class carrier, so tell us, in terms of training, what are you actually doing with her?
We're doing a lot of synthetic exercises. We've also done the live exercise with the George Bush and aircraft carrier. And now we're moving into a phase where we're integrating with the ship and then starting to integrate the different force elements that will come to work with us. So that'll be everything from Type 45 destroyers through to frigates, through to the squadrons that will join the air wing, and then the Royal Marines that will come on board as well.
And how has the training been going so far for you?
Really well, actually. I think we really are trying to take an active learning approach where we learn from experience and implement all of the things that we learn at every training event that we conduct to make sure that we learn as fast as we possibly can, because this is a really major ask of all of us to make sure that we get this working first time.
So once training has been completed, what's going to be next for you?
I think really we need to finish the trials for the ship, but also for the embarking squadrons. So we're doing rotary wing trials, then we'll do the strike fighter trials as well. Once we have all of those done, then the chaps who do all of the mathematics behind all of the clearances for wind directions and things over the flight deck, they need to do their work, and then they'll give us clearances to operate different types of airplanes. And then once we've got all of those clearances in place, we'll then start to qualify people and then work up to deploy.
I'm Natasha Renault at Her Majesty's Naval Base Portsmouth for BFBS.